Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Forum Energy Technologies, Inc. with EAT Q1 25. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Forum Energy Technologies, Inc. ACF, reporting revenue, AJ EBITDA, and AJ net income of $193.3 million, $20.1 million, and $0.5 million, respectively. In the drilling and completions segment, revenue increased by 4.1% due to higher demand for completions equipment and subsea projects. Orders surged by 28%, led by subsea equipment and stimulation-related capital equipment. However, the artificial lift and downhole segment saw a decrease in revenue by 13.5%, impacted by international project shipments and U.S. tariff uncertainty. Despite near-term challenges, FET remains focused on capital management and strategic initiatives to enhance long-term value. Management reaffirmed full-year free cash flow guidance and expects 2Q25 adjusted EBITDA between $18 million and $22.0 million.
Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., NASDAQ, FMST, launches warrant incentive program with repricing and bonus warrants. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., listed on NASDAQ as FMST and on CSE as FAT, has initiated a warrant incentive program aimed at encouraging early exercise of nearly 488,000 warrants issued in private placements. The program, running until June 5, 2025, lowers the exercise price to $1.75 per share, from $4, and offers one bonus warrant per exercised warrant. The new incentive warrants will have a $2.20 exercise price and one-year term. The proceeds will be utilized for investment purposes, pending CSE approval. Foremost Clean Energy is set to become a prominent North American uranium exploration company with interests in 10 properties covering over 330,000 acres in the Athabasca Basin, a uranium-rich region. The company aims to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium to support global energy transition goals through strategic exploration efforts.
UGI scheduled to begin system upgrades in Lancaster City this week. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a gas main replacement project in Lancaster City on May 7, 2025. The project, focused around Penn Medicine Lancaster General Hospital and Musser Park, aims to enhance safety and reliability. Some homes and businesses along the route will have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. The work is expected to be completed by September, impacting travel on several streets in the area. Construction will take place Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., leading to road closures, detours, and traffic delays. UGI advises residents to expect interruptions to natural gas service, requiring access to properties for inspection and equipment relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving and restoration occurring later. Those interested in converting to natural gas can contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. Investor news breaks. Micropolis Holding Co. NYSE American, MCRP, signs MOU with CE Holding to power global expansion of Sustainable City 2.0. Micropolis Holding P. has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with CE Holding Ltd. to support the launch of the Sustainable City 2.0, an AI-driven net-zero urban model. The partnership will integrate Micropolis's autonomous mobility platforms and smart surveillance systems across SCE Holding's global sustainable developments. This collaboration aims to elevate smart city infrastructure through joint R&D and large-scale deployment of intelligent systems. Micropolis specializes in autonomous mobile robots AI systems, and smart infrastructure for various applications. InvestorWire is a communications platform that provides press release syndication for companies and the investment community, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Limiting wastage could avail more renewable energy. Experts project that by the end of the decade, there could be a significant increase in renewable energy capacity, reaching 5,500 gigawatts, up from 3,870 gigawatts in 2023. Maximizing efficiency and reducing waste is crucial to ensure a constant supply of clean energy. Companies like SolarBank Corp are deploying energy storage systems to help deliver more renewable energy to consumers. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focused on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to a vast network of solutions for reaching target markets and enhancing press releases for maximum impact. Mining News Breaks: Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American UU TSX EFR hits record uranium production, reports high-grade drill results at Pinyon Plain. Energy Fuels Inc., listed on NYSE American as UU and on TSX as EFR, achieved record uranium production at its Pinyon Plain mine in April, extracting 4,604 tons of ore with 151,400 pounds of uranium at an average grade of 1.64% EU3WUR. Drill results from the Juniper Zone revealed intercepts as high as 20.11% EU/OR. CEO Mark Chalmers anticipates increased reserves, lower costs, and positioning Pinyon Plain as a top U.S. uranium mine in the future. Rock Breaks: ES Gold Corp., OTCQB ESAUF, appoints mining executive Peter Espig to board as Montauban Project nears production. ES Gold Corp. has appointed mining executive Peter Espig to its board of directors as the Montauban Project in Quebec nears production. Espig, with experience in capital markets and mining operations, will help ES Gold with production readiness, economic reassessment, and exploration at Montauban. ES Gold is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production and feasibility in Quebec. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For SMS alerts from Rocks and Stocks, text ROCKS to 888-902-4192. Visit rocksandstocks.news for more information. Major car makers urge Congress to override California's 2035 EV mandate. Several major car makers are urging the U.S. Congress to override California's 2035 electric vehicle mandate. California, the largest EV market in the U.S. and the world, aims to ban the sale of internal combustion engine cars by 2035. This ambitious target has been adopted by nearly a dozen other states, putting car makers on a path to electrify most of their vehicle lineups. Companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ, will be closely monitoring the outcome of this mandate. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. IEA chief says the imminent copper deficit is a threat to energy transition. The imminent copper deficit poses a threat to the energy transition as more countries shift to renewable sources like wind and solar. Critical metals like copper, cobalt, nickel, and lithium are essential for infrastructure like solar panels and electric cars. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited are making progress in this transition. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Limited in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire, a specialized communications platform, offers access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies in the global mining and resources sectors. For more information, visit Mining Newswire's website. Investor News Breaks: Foremost Clean Energy Limited, NASDAQ FMST, AFEED, discovers uranium at Hatchet Lake Project in Athabasca Basin. Foremost Clean Energy LST has announced a significant uranium discovery at its Hatchet Lake Project in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. Drill hole TF25-16 intersected 0.10% EU3O-SRD over 6.5 meters within a 15-meter alteration zone that remains open along and across strike, This discovery is the result of the first field program under Foremost's option agreement with Denison Mines, showcasing the value of leveraging historical exploration data. The ongoing winter drill campaign will now focus on follow-up work and additional targets identified through prior geophysics. Foremost Clean Energy is poised to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium as global decarbonization efforts increase, with a strategic exploration strategy in place to identify resources in a top jurisdiction. Investor news breaks. First Tellurium Corp, OTCQB, FSTF, successfully road tests thermoelectric generator radiator. First Tellurium Corp successfully road tested its thermoelectric generator radiator using tellurium to convert waste heat into electricity. The device, designed for combustion engine vehicles, improves fuel efficiency and requires no modifications to vehicle designs. CEO Tyrone Daugherty praised the results, while head engineer Michael Abdelmassa highlighted its adaptability. The company sees potential applications in data centers and EVs. A shareholder luncheon on May 21st in Vancouver will discuss innovation and exploration plans at the Deerhorn property. First Tellurium focuses on mineral discovery, project development, and tellurium-based technologies supporting indigenous rights. Listed on the CSE as FTTEL and OTC as FSTTF, more information can be found at firsttellurium.com.
Why energy bills in the UK are rising despite a surge in clean energy generation? Energy prices in the United Kingdom are increasing despite a surge in renewable energy generation. Ofgem reports a 6% rise in energy bills, impacting many households. As clean energy production improves, more homes will have access to affordable energy, including for charging EVs from companies like Mullen Automotive Inc. Investors can find updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. at their newsroom. Green Energy Stocks focuses on companies shaping the green economy, offering various communication solutions to reach target markets effectively. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
From powering spacecraft to showing off its manufacturing might, Ascent Solar is making its name in space tech. Ascent Solar Technologies, known for its lightweight, flexible CGS thin film photovoltaic solutions, showcased its manufacturing might at the recent Space Symposium. The company's technology, used by NASA and DARPA, enables spacecraft to go further and stay powered longer. Ascent received additional orders for its beamed power optimized modules, highlighting the growing interest in space-based solar power. With a focus on space industry partnerships and domestic manufacturing, Ascent is well positioned to capitalize on the projected $6.8 billion solar space market by 2040. CEO Paul Worley emphasizes the company's commitment to meeting the demand for sustainable energy solutions in space.
GeoPulse Exploration Inc. completes acquisition of ATC Services. GeoPulse Exploration Inc. has completed the acquisition of ATC Services, a company based in the Permian Basin of Texas that specializes in oil and gas construction, maintenance, and fabrication services. This acquisition will add approximately $12 million in annual revenue to GeoPulse. As part of the agreement, two members of ATC will join GeoPulse's board of directors. The management teams of both companies see significant growth opportunities in the Texas market. GeoPulse is excited about the future and is set to open its new headquarters in Big Spring, TX in June 2025.
Seeds, skills, and supports. What determines farmers' climate resilience in South Asia? A recent study conducted in South Asia highlights the critical factors influencing smallholder farmers' ability to adapt to climate change. Adaptive capacity depends on land access, financial resources, community networks, and knowledge of climate-resilient agricultural practices. Shared barriers such as unreliable weather information and limited infrastructure hinder smallholder farmers in Nepal, India, and Bangladesh. The study, published in February 2025, identifies key factors shaping farmers' adaptive capacity across the three countries. To enhance resilience, policymakers must focus on improving financial access, infrastructure, and providing timely weather data. Addressing these systemic barriers is crucial for empowering farmers to adapt to a changing climate and secure their futures.
Garvey.com unveils air conditioner upgrades for new refrigerant 2025, Garvey.com, a prominent online retailer of home improvement products, has announced comprehensive upgrades to its air conditioner product line in anticipation of the upcoming new refrigerant 2025 standards. This move showcases Garvey.com's commitment to environmental responsibility and providing American consumers with sustainable HVAC solutions. The HVAC industry is set for significant transformation with new regulations starting January 1, 2025, mandating the use of refrigerants with lower global warming potential. Garvey.com is working diligently to ensure availability of air conditioners meeting these standards, featuring next-generation refrigerants like R454B with significantly lower GWP. This transition will reduce environmental impact and drive innovation in HVAC technology. Garvey.com is dedicated to offering a diverse range of advanced air conditioners, providing comprehensive information and support to guide customers through the transition. The company's commitment extends to investing in supply chain efficiency and offering affordable, compliant air conditioner models. By embracing the new refrigerant 2025 standards, Garvey.com empowers American homeowners to make environmentally conscious choices without compromising comfort or performance, positioning itself as a leader in sustainable cooling solutions.
UGI, scheduled to begin additional system upgrades in Allentown. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a system upgrade project in Allentown starting tomorrow. The gas main replacements are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. Some homes and businesses along the project route will have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. The first project is expected to be completed by late July, impacting travel on streets like East Elm Street and South Bradford Street. A second project, starting on May 5th, will impact streets like Lehigh Street and Keck Street, expected to be completed by mid-September. Construction will take place Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., with road closures, detours, and traffic delays expected. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them for more information. The American states where EV savings are highest. Switching to an electric car may seem costly up front, but can lead to significant savings over time. The average BEV costs $10,000 to $15,000 more than a gas-powered car. But as the public becomes more aware of cost savings, the market penetration of EV makers like Mullen Automotive Inc. is expected to increase. To learn more about the latest news and updates on Mullen Automotive Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focused on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
Quantumzyme responds to OTC markets, caveat emptor designation, and denounces unauthorized promotion activity. Quantumzyme Corp. responds to OTC markets, caveat emptor designation, and denounces unauthorized promotion activity. The company is in contact with OTC Markets Group to address concerns leading to the designation. Quantumzyme has retained legal counsel and denies any involvement with unauthorized promotional SMS text messages. CEO Naveen Kulkarni emphasizes the company's commitment to regulatory compliance and market integrity. Quantumzyme is focused on executing its business strategy and delivering long-term value to shareholders. For more information, visit quantumzymecorp.com.
Della unveils air conditioning solutions for cooling and energy savings. Della has introduced a range of new cooling solutions to address the challenge of keeping indoor spaces cool while controlling energy costs. The Mini Split air conditioner, awarded the 2025 Red Dot Design Award, offers outstanding energy efficiency with options for R410A, R32, and R454B refrigerants. Della's Smart Tower Fan TF01S provides powerful airflow with quiet operation and smart controls. For easy installation and powerful cooling, Della's window air conditioners are a cost-effective solution. And for flexible cooling in various spaces, Della's portable air conditioners offer mobility and air filtration features. Whether it's a single room or an entire home, Della's air conditioning products provide efficient and energy-saving solutions for staying cool while reducing energy consumption and costs. B Incorporations wins Top Italian Sustainability Award at Premio Impresa Ambiente 2025. B Incorporations has been awarded the most sustainable Italian company abroad at the 12th edition of the Premio Impresa Ambiente, Italy's highest recognition for sustainable business innovation and leadership. The award ceremony was held at the historic Teatro La Fenice in Venice, honoring outstanding contributions to environmental sustainability. BE was recognized for its integrated carbon reduction solution that combines BSense, a real-time monitoring and analytics system, with the Matter Cloud database and Reset Embodied Tools for Life Cycle Assessment, LCA. This comprehensive approach effectively bridges the gap between operational and embodied carbon, enabling clients to achieve measurable reductions across the building lifecycle. By applying data-driven tools to track and optimize both energy use and material impacts, BE supports clients in making more sustainable decisions without compromising quality or performance.
The Chlorine Institute recognizes 39 North American and international facilities for diamond-level safety and environmental performance for 2024. The Chlorine Institute recently recognized 39 North American and international facilities for achieving diamond-level status in safety and environmental performance for 2024. These facilities, including chloralkali producers, packagers, bleach manufacturers, and chlorine end users, demonstrated exceptional commitment to protecting people, communities, and the environment. The diamond-level recognition is the highest honor in CI's program, awarded to facilities that maintain zero injuries, incidents, and releases over a consecutive five-year period. CI President Frank Reiner emphasized the importance of aiming for zero and commended these facilities for setting the benchmark for excellence in the industry. This recognition program reinforces CI's commitment to safety and security, providing resources and support for continuous improvement.
ES Gold Corp, CQBUF, explores government support as Montauban project advances toward production. ES Gold Corp is actively seeking government support for its Montauban project in Quebec, aiming to secure non-dilutive funding for sustainable mining practices. The company plans to create new jobs and invest in clean technology. With gold and silver production expected later this year, ES Gold is exploring funding partnerships with Canadian and Quebec governments to advance its operations. The Montauban project, covering 265 mining claims, is fully permitted for construction, with plans to scale up to a 1,000-ton commercial facility. Investors can track ES Gold's progress as it moves closer to production at the Montauban project. America to slap 3,521% tariff on solar energy panels made in Southeast Asia. The United States government is set to impose a 3,521% tariff on solar energy panels made in Southeast Asia to protect the domestic solar equipment industry. Countries in East Asia have become major solar panel producers, posing a threat to American companies like SolarBank Corp. If confirmed, these tariffs could give North American solar panel makers a competitive edge. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform, focuses on small-cap and mid-cap companies with potential for growth, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Green Energy Breaks, SolarBank Corp, NASDAQ SUN, CBO CICY2, announces 7.2 community solar project in upstate New York. SolarBank Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as SUN, announced plans to develop the GLOR-RD project, a 7.2-megawatt DC ground-mount solar installation in upstate New York. The project will operate under New York's VDER rate mechanism and is expected to qualify for NYSERDA NYSUN program incentives. Once completed, the project will provide community solar benefits to local residents without the need for personal panel installations. Solar Simplified will manage customer-facing activities to support full subscription and maximize revenue. SolarBank Corporation focuses on distributed and community solar projects in Canada and the USA, developing projects that sell electricity to utilities, commercial, industrial, municipal, and residential off-takers. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
UK courts, investors coming to attend Renewable Energy Summit. The United Kingdom is actively seeking investors attending the Renewable Energy Summit to support its growing renewable energy industry. With the US becoming less favorable towards renewables, UK leaders are aiming to attract investors looking for new opportunities. Companies like Solarbank Corp could benefit from the UK's green energy push. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, offering access to a wide network and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Investor News Breaks, AirJoule Technologies Corporation, IRJ, secures $15 million private placement led by GE Vernova. AirJoule Technologies Corporation, J, has secured a $15 million private placement led by GE Vernova and other investors to accelerate the commercialization of its AirJoule system, which extracts pure water from air using low-grade waste heat. The funds will support pilot deployments of the AirJoule A1000 units in 2025. AirJoule and GE Vernova have also initiated a strategic project to integrate the technology into GE Vernova's industrial water production offerings. AirJoule Technologies Corporation, formerly Montana Technologies Corporation, is the developer of AirJoule, an atmospheric water harvesting technology designed to reduce energy consumption and generate cost efficiencies. For more information, visit airjoultech.com.
Brazil Potash Corp, NYS American, appoints Marcelo Lessa to advisory board. Brazil Potash Corp, New American Brio, has appointed Marcelo Lessa to its advisory board. With over 30 years of agriculture finance and investment expertise, including 16 years at the IFC World Bank, Lessa will support Brazil Potash's construction financing strategy for its Autazes project. His experience in securing funding for major agricultural and infrastructure projects is expected to play a key role in advancing the development of the company's critical mineral potash asset. Brazil Potash aims to supply sustainable fertilizers to one of the world's largest agricultural exporters, reducing the country's reliance on potash imports and mitigating approximately 1.4 million tons per year of GHG emissions. For more information, visit brazilpotash.com.
Europe is poised to reach its solar power goals for 2025. Europe is on track to break solar power records in 2025, with strong growth in the first few months of the year. Better technology, falling costs, and more countries joining the solar push are bringing the continent closer to its green energy goals. As solar energy gains traction worldwide, companies like Solarbank Corp are well positioned to capitalize on this trend. Mining News Breaks. Trillion Energy International Inc., TCF, TCQB, secures debenture holder approval for debt settlement and extension. Trillion Energy International Inc., TCF, TEF, has obtained approval from holders of its 12.0% convertible debentures for amendments, extending the maturity date to July 31, 2025, and settling $899,904 in accrued interest through the issuance of 27,207,910 common shares at 333 each. Additionally, debenture holders will receive an $85,000 extension fee in shares. The company also plans to issue 1,735,000 shares to settle $57,255 of consultant debt. All share issuances are subject to regulatory approvals.
QuantumZyme highlights benefits and commercialization opportunities of pending breakthrough green chemistry patent. QuantumZyme Corp. highlights the benefits and commercialization opportunities of its pending breakthrough green chemistry patent for sustainable ibuprofen production. The innovative enzymatic process reduces hazardous waste, lowers carbon footprint, and simplifies manufacturing, leading to cost savings for pharmaceutical companies. By securing a competitive position in the sustainable API sector, QuantumZyme plans to offer licensing opportunities to major pharmaceutical manufacturers, partnerships for co-development of green production lines, and expansion into NSAID manufacturing. Leveraging computational enzyme design and protein structure prediction, QuantumZyme aims to set new standards for sustainable pharmaceutical production.
New Age Industries, Inc. commits to set science-based greenhouse gas emission reduction targets. New Age Industries, Inc., parent company of Advantivanta Pure and New Age Performance Products, has committed to setting greenhouse gas emission reductions aligned with the Science-Based Targets Initiative. Over the next 2 years, New Age will establish near and long-term company-wide emission reduction targets, including achieving net zero value chain emissions. This commitment covers Scope 1, 2, and 3 GHG emissions and builds upon their existing accomplishment of net zero Scope 2 market-based emissions. CEO Mary Marcus stated, "At New Age, we aim to lead in sustainability. The company will submit its targets to the SBTi for validation within the required timeframe." The SBTi, a collaboration between CDP, UN Global Compact, WRI, and WWF, promotes best practices in science-based target setting and assesses companies' targets.
UGI set to begin upgrades in Hazleton next week. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin system upgrades in Hazleton on April 28, 2025. The gas main replacement project is part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. Some homes and businesses along the project route will have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. The work is expected to be completed by late May and will impact travel on specific streets. Construction will take place Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with road closures, detours, and traffic delays. Parking may be restricted, and there will be interruptions to natural gas service. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them for more information. Mining news breaks: Platinum Group Metals Lilteds, NYS American PTM Waterberg Project, poised to fuel modern tech with critical PGMs. Platinum Group Metals, listed on NYS American as TSX as PTM, is strategically positioning itself in the PGM sector. PGMs play critical roles in catalytic converters, fuel cells, electronics, and more. The Waterberg project in South Africa focuses on palladium, platinum, rhodium, and gold, with the potential for high-margin operations. This project is expected to meet the growing global demand for PGMs. Platinum Group Metals operates the Waterberg project in partnership with Implats, Monombo, and HJM. For more information, visit platinumgroupmetals.net. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit www.miningnewswire.com.
China's CATL unveils a sodium-ion battery lineup. China's Contemporary Amperex Technology Co. Ltd., CATL, has launched a brand new lineup of sodium-ion batteries dubbed Naxtra, along with a second generation of its Shenxing electric vehicle battery. The Naxtra batteries are set to begin mass production in December. This move by CATL may prompt other industry players like SolarBank Corp. to introduce new battery designs. GreenCar Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Investor news breaks: Trillion Energy International Inc. CSCF, OTCQB TRLEF, reports 12% increase in year-end 2024 natural gas reserves. Trillion Energy International Inc., a natural gas and oil producer, reported a 12% increase in total proved plus probable conventional natural gas reserves to 62.3 billion cubic feet in its year-end reserve report as of December 31, 2024. The net present value discounted at 10% of total proved plus probable reserves reached $363.6 million, equivalent to 2.98 per common share. Meanwhile, the NPV 10% of total proved reserves decreased by 20% to $106.8 million. Total proved plus probable plus possible reserves were valued at $630.1 million, and oil reserves at the Sendere field slightly increased to 247,000 barrels. For more information, visit the company's website or SIDAR.com.
How Pacific countries are adopting clean energy practices. As countries worldwide move to phase out fossil fuels in favor of renewables, Pacific nations are adopting a variety of clean energy strategies to keep pace with the global green transition. While these nations may lack the financial power of larger economies, they've taken innovative steps to promote renewable energy generation and use. This increasing adoption of clean energy initiatives could open new market opportunities for electric vehicle makers like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, MULN, that are looking to expand their reach.
Oceanflow Inc. launches Avant Pet 2.0, an eco-friendly pet cooling mat made with FDA-approved food-grade ingredients on Kickstarter. Oceanflow Inc. announces the global launch of Avant Pet 2.0, a cooling mat made from FDA-approved food-grade ingredients on Kickstarter. As extreme heat waves increase, pets face risks like dehydration and heat stroke. Air conditioning can be costly and harmful to the environment. Cooling mats offer a sustainable solution by lowering pet body temperature without drastic indoor temperature changes. Oceanflow Inc.'s Avant Pet 2.0 uses a proprietary cooling gel formula with FDA-approved ingredients, ensuring safety even if ingested. The mat features antifungal technology to prevent mold growth and is the first to integrate Polygiene Stay Fresh for antibacterial and odor control. Its skin-safe microfiber cover is gentle on pet skin, and its foldable design makes it portable for outdoor use. Avant Pet 2.0 will be available on Kickstarter starting April 23, 2025, with exclusive discounted prices for early backers, marking Oceanflow Inc.'s commitment to eco-friendly pet cooling products. Vorokai launches Starlink high-speed internet for Enterprise in Timor-Leste. Vorokai Elda, a leading technology solutions provider in Timor-Leste, has been appointed as an authorized reseller of Starlink, the satellite internet service by SpaceX. This partnership aims to bring high-speed internet to government institutions, businesses, and other organizations across the country, addressing the challenges of poor internet coverage and limited infrastructure. By leveraging Starlink's fast and scalable internet service, Vorokai Elda is set to transform connectivity in Timor-Leste, driving economic growth and social progress. The company will offer tailored hardware and subscription plans to meet the specific needs of the local market, ensuring that critical services and industries can benefit from this game-changing technology.
Mining news breaks. Yes, Goldcorp, OTCQB, ESAUF confirms major untested VMS target at Montauban. Following V-Team data review, ES Goldcorp has identified a large-scale, high-conductivity geophysical anomaly in the southwestern portion of its Montauban project following an internal review of its 2015 VTM survey and historical drill data. This zone, now fully enclosed within ES Gold's expanded 255-claim package, totaling 13,116 hectares, remains undrilled and is considered a high-priority target due to its strong conductive and magnetic signature, typical of buried sulfide-rich VMS environments. The company is finalizing the first-ever 3D geological model of the project, integrating VTEM and TMI data, over 950 historical drill holes, and upcoming ANT survey results to guide future drilling. While ES Gold advances toward near-term production through tailings reprocessing, the southwest-southwest anomaly marks a strategic shift toward unlocking district-scale discovery potential.
Zacks initiates coverage on Solar Bank Corp, SUN's CBOE-CGY2. Zacks Small Cap Research has initiated coverage on Solar Bank Corp, SUN's FGY2, a leading developer and owner of renewable energy projects in North America. Despite policy uncertainty, the demand for solar and storage solutions remains strong, especially in commercial and community sectors. Solar Bank aims to triple its owned capacity in the next 2 years, with a development pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt. The company is expanding into independent power production and battery energy storage systems to meet rising electricity demand. This strategic shift is expected to improve revenue consistency and margins over time. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at h/ibn.f/sun.
Zacks initiates coverage on Solar Bank Corp, CBOCACNN-GY2. Zacks Small Cap Research has initiated coverage on Solar Bank Corp, a developer and owner of renewable energy projects in North America. Despite policy uncertainty, the demand for solar and storage solutions remains strong, especially in commercial and community sectors. Solar Bank aims to triple its owned capacity in the next 2 years and is expanding into independent power production and battery energy storage systems. The company's transition to owning and operating more of its assets is expected to improve revenue consistency and margins over time. With a project pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt, SolarBank is poised for growth in the renewable energy sector.
Mining news breaks. Standard Lithium Li American, SLI, JV gains unanimous approval for Reynolds Brine Unit in Arkansas. Standard Lithium Lilid, in partnership with Equinor, has received unanimous approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission for the Reynolds Brine Unit in Arkansas. This marks a significant milestone for the Southwest Arkansas project, with an expected annual production of 22,500 tons of battery-quality lithium carbonate. Commercial output is targeted for 2028, with a final investment decision and royalty rate determination set for May. Standard Lithium is a leading lithium development company focused on sustainable projects in the U.S., prioritizing high-quality resources and streamlined permitting. For more information, visit Standard Lithium's website.
Mining news breaks. Standard Lithium Limited, NYS American, SLI, JV gains unanimous approval for Reynolds Brine Unit in Arkansas. Standard Lithium Lilly, in partnership with Equinor, has received unanimous approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission for the Reynolds Unit in Phase 1 of the Southwest Arkansas Project. This 20,854-acre brine unit is projected to produce 22,500 tons of battery-quality lithium carbonate annually, with commercial production set for 2028. The approval is a significant regulatory milestone as the joint venture moves closer to a final investment decision and royalty rate determination in May. Standard Lithium is a leading lithium development company focused on sustainable projects in the U.S., prioritizing high-quality resources and streamlined permitting processes.
Green Energy Breaks, SolarBank Corp. SUN, FSE GY2, refiles 2024 financials to add predecessor auditor report. SolarBank Corp., listed on NASDAQ as SUN and FSE as GY2, has refiled its audited financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2024. The update includes the report of its predecessor auditor, MSLL CPA LLP, following the report of current auditor ZHCPA LLC. The Ontario Securities Commission requested the refiling during a prospectus review. No other changes were made to the financial statements. SolarBank Corporation focuses on renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, developing solar, BESS, and EV charging projects. The company has a potential pipeline of over 1 gigawatt and has developed projects with a combined capacity of over 100 megawatts. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com. Green Energy Breaks. SolarBank Corp. Refiles 2024 financials to add predecessor auditor report. SolarBank Corporation, trading under NASDAQ, HUPN and FSE GY2, has refiled its audited financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2024. The update includes the report of its predecessor auditor, MSLL CPA LLP, alongside the current auditor's report from ZHCPA LLC. This was done at the request of the Ontario Securities Commission during a prospectus review. No other changes were made to the financial statements. SolarBank Corporation focuses on renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, developing solar, BESS, and EV charging projects for various off-takers. With a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt, the company has already built renewable energy projects totaling over 100 megawatts. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com. Wood Mackenzie Report identifies challenges to American energy dominance. A recent Wood Mackenzie report has identified challenges to American energy dominance. Oil and gas account for 52% of global energy sources, with the United States being the largest producer, contributing 25% of gas and 20% of oil output worldwide. In the past year, the U.S. was the top exporter of liquefied natural gas. Companies like GEMXX Corp. are likely to study this report for valuable insights.
Wood Mackenzie report identifies challenges to American energy dominance. A recent Wood Mackenzie report highlights challenges to American energy dominance, with oil and gas accounting for 52% of global energy sources. The United States leads in production, contributing 25% of gas and 20% of oil output worldwide. In 2020, the U.S. was the top exporter of liquefied natural gas. Companies like GEMXX Corp, OTC GMZ, are expected to leverage insights from this report. For more information on GEMXX Corp, OTC GMZ, visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, offering a range of communication solutions to reach diverse audiences effectively.
Mining News Breaks. First Tellurium Corp, FTL, FSTF, to showcase fuel-saving thermoelectric generator in April 30 of video demo. First Tellurium Corp, listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol FL and on the OTC under the symbol FSTTF, is set to showcase its fuel-saving thermoelectric generator Radiator, developed by its majority-owned subsidiary, Pyro Delta Energy Inc. The device, designed to recover waste heat from combustion engines, offers fuel savings of at least 6% and eliminates the need for traditional alternators and radiators. This innovative technology, developed over 8 years, is suitable for installation in new or existing vehicles, as well as industrial sectors like AI and crypto mining. CEO Tyrone Docherty also announced a shareholder luncheon in mid-May and the issuance of 1.5 million stock options at 15 cents per share. For more information, visit First Tellurium Corp's website at firsttellurium.com.
Mining News Breaks. First Tellurium Corp, FSTTF, to showcase fuel-saving thermoelectric generator in April 30 video demo. First Tellurium Corp, listed on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the symbol FTL and on the OTC under the symbol FSTTF, will showcase its fuel-saving thermoelectric generator Radiator developed by its majority-owned subsidiary, Pyro Delta Energy Inc., in a video demonstration on April 30th. The device, made of tellurium, can recover waste heat from combustion engines, providing fuel savings of at least 6% and eliminating the need for traditional alternators and radiators. CEO Tyrone Docherty also announced a shareholder luncheon in mid-May and the issuance of 1.5 million stock options at 5 cents per share. The device is designed for easy installation in vehicles and may benefit industrial sectors like AI and crypto mining. For more information, visit First Tellurium's website at firsttellurium.com.
Group says Trump policies have triggered cancellations worth $8 billion in clean energy investments. A renewable energy business group reports that Trump administration policies have resulted in the cancellation of approximately $8 billion worth of green energy investments. President Donald Trump's anti-renewable energy stance has led to the dismantling of several clean energy policies. Companies like SolarBank Corp. are continuing their efforts to increase renewable energy uptake globally. Despite challenges, these firms remain committed to advancing green energy initiatives. Investor News Breaks Energy Fuels Inc., NYS American UUUU, schedules Q1 2025 earnings call for May 8th. Energy Fuels Inc., a U.S.-based leader in uranium and critical minerals production, will host a conference call on May 8, 2025, at 9 a.m. Mountain Time to review its Q1 financial results. The call will provide updates on operational progress and strategic developments. Energy Fuels focuses on uranium, rare earth elements, heavy mineral sands, vanadium, and medical isotopes. The company owns and operates uranium projects in the U.S. and the White Mesa Mill in Utah. Energy Fuels is also involved in projects in Kenya, Madagascar, Brazil, and Australia. For more information, visit www.energyfuels.com. Group says Trump policies have triggered cancellations worth $8 billion in clean energy investments. A renewable energy business group has revealed that the Trump administration's policies have led to the cancellation of approximately $8 billion worth of green energy investments. President Donald Trump, who expressed strong anti-renewable energy sentiments, has dismantled many clean energy policies. Enterprises like SolarBank Corp. look poised to press ahead with their programs to increase renewable energy uptake. Green Energy Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on companies shaping the future of the green economy, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. To receive SMS alerts from green energy stocks, text GREEN to 888-902-4192. For more information, please visit greenenergystocks.com.
Investor news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc., UUUU, EFR, schedules Q1 2025 earnings call for May 8th. Energy Fuels Inc., FR, has scheduled its Q1 2025 earnings call for May 8th at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. The call will review first quarter financial results and provide updates on operational progress and strategic developments. Energy Fuels is a U.S.-based leader in uranium, rare earth elements, and critical minerals production, with a focus on energy-critical assets. The company owns and operates uranium projects in the western United States and the White Mesa Mill in Utah. Additionally, Energy Fuels is involved in heavy mineral sands projects in Kenya, Madagascar, Brazil, and Australia. For more information, visit www.energyfuels.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.